Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Well, another Wednesday, another Have You Heard exciting episode. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And this week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to play music, and we're going to play an interview. But it's not for a, well, I don't know. It is for a jazz performance, I guess, but it's a little unorthodox jazz performance. We're going to, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk with Tim Brickley, who is a collaborator with a producer for a theater company here in town. His name is Brian Fonseca. The theater company is called the Fonseca Theater Company, and they are doing a show starting tonight, opening tonight, March 13th, and running through April 7th, called Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This is an off-Broadway show, kind of a one-woman show, but with a pianist there, who it talks about her last, Billie Holiday's last gig at a place called Emerson's in Philadelphia. And it's really touching. It's really beautiful, kind of funny, irreverent, you know, everything that you couldn't expect jazz to be. But this show that Brian Fonseca is producing, and it's directed by Lena Toler, is going to be performed at the Linebacker Lounge, which is on West Washington, 2631 West Michigan Avenue, not Washington, West Michigan Avenue. You can go to our website, haveyouheardjazz.com, for all the information. But we thought maybe tonight that we would play a bunch of Billie Holiday to, you know, get us all in the mood for Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's performed by the Fonseca Theater Company. Now, Billie Holiday, for those of you that are listening, you know, is one of the greatest jazz singers, but she's more than that. She kind of, I don't know, the way that she phrased things and sung things were really, she was living the melodies and living the lyrics. I don't know if, like, there's more going on than just her singing a melody, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what you think, Matthew, but when I listen to Billie Holiday, I definitely get a sense of, like, she's telling a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I know what you mean, and I would agree with you. I think, you know, she has a very distinctive voice, and she knows how to connect with an audience. And, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, oh, this singer or this musician's connecting with the audience. But I think with Billie Holiday, she's connecting with them on a more, I'll say, primal way. Mm. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Well, she's she's not like, hey, how are you doing? Where did you fly in from? You know, she's not like milking the crowd. She's not working the crowd.
She's not Frank Sinatra.
He
knew how to work the crowd.
Right. She's,
at least I think so.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a good way to describe it. There's a connection there, that she's making a connection with the audience. And when you, I mean, it's haunting when you listen to her sing. There's something else going on there than just somebody singing a song.
Yeah,
she's definitely telling a story, weaving a phrase, and it's just like, it makes you want to listen to more. It's very hard just to listen to a little bit of Billie Holiday. So I have to be careful. Like, if I listen to a little bit of Billie Holiday, it ends up being a lot of Billie Holiday because, well, you just keep going. You know, oh, this another one. Oh, I know this tune. Let's see how she sings it. And then, wow, I never thought of this tune like that before. You know, it's really kind of interesting. Now, we're going to play music from an album called Billie Holiday. Well, obviously, because it's Billie Holiday, right? Billie Holiday at Storyville. So it's kind of an intimate club setting. So it's just her singing, a piano player, drums, bass. The show that you might go and see at the Linebacker Lounge on West Michigan Avenue is you're just going to have a piano kind of in a, you know, little bar area. It's going to be really intimate, and you have no choice but to be sucked into this performance. So I would just love to drop in three or four short Billie Holiday tunes so we can kind of get the idea of what we're talking about here. What do you think about that, Matthew?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea.
All right. Well, here are some tunes that many of you will know. They're jazz standards. But the way she sings them, I don't know. It's way different in my mind, man. It's just like way, it's just, okay, well, here we go. We're going to play I Cover the Waterfront, Too Marvelous for Words, I Love You, Porgy, and Willow, Weep for Me. So here's a quartet of tunes as performed by Billie Holiday.
Away from the city that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks, in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my and I'm covered. My starlit sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I am. Where are you? Have you forgotten? Will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea. With the one I love be coming back to me. Well, the one I love be coming back to me. Glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. You're just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. You're just too very, very dear me in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm mourning a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous words, like glorious and glamorous. To marvelous to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Thank you.
put him in the mood. What's that down in your, is it in your, where the big hats are? That ain't you. What's that down where the, and the women wear the things over their face? Yeah, that's it. Put them in the groove. That's where I want to go. That's how I feel. Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Mend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, Willow, and weep for me. Gone my lovely dreams, lovely summer dreams. Gone and left me here to weep my tears along the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, Willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love is sin, to leave my heart a sighing and crying alone. Murmur to the night and hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy. Mend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love is sin, to leave my heart a sighing and crying alone. Murmur to the night and hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy. Mend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Willow. Willow. Weep for me.
That was four tunes. I Cover the Waterfront, Two Marvelous Words, I Love You, Porgy, and Willow Weep for Me, all sung by the great Lady Day, Billie Holiday, from a compilation album at Storyville, which has two different nights at Storyville in the 50s. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to Have You Heard on 88.7 WICR right here in Indianapolis. And hey, thanks for checking us out tonight.
That's right. And we'd like to, I mean, this is a really cool, I mean, this is, sounds like a really cool show. I might actually, they're performing on Wednesday and Thursday nights. It just, those are not super busy nights for me. I might be able to make it out. And to check out one of these really intimate performances of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill by the Fonseca Theater. For more information, you can go to fonsecatheater.org. That's F-O-N-S-E-C-A-T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. The Fonseca Theater.org. for more information about their show, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. The woman who was playing Billie Holiday, Monica Cantrell, actually performed this at the Phoenix Theater like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And she is back to do it, so she's probably closer now to the age that Billie Holiday was when she sang at Emerson's Bar and Grill. So it's very, I've seen there on our, you can head to our website, haveyouheardjazz.com, and there's a little promo video there that the Fonseca Theater put together, and you can hear some of Monica's singing, and it's really beautiful. It's really, really amazing. There's an interview with the producer, Brian Fonseca, and the director, Lena Toller. So it's a very interesting thing. And, you know, theater is alive and well right here in Indianapolis. It's very cool. Every time we do these shows like this, Matthew, I always learn something new about Indianapolis and the people that are around here making things happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to some more from this At Storyville album by Billie Holiday, which kind of captures the mood and the spirit and the intimacy of the Lady Day, the show, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Let's listen to I Only Have Eyes for You, You Go to My Head, He's Funny That Way, and we'll end up with a fun one, Billie's Blues.
The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. The moon may be high, maybe millions of people go by, but I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only got eyes for you. If we're in a garden on a crowded avenue, you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only got eyes, big bulging eyes, great big eyes for you. Like like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. Then I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. But I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Funny that way.
I'm not much to look at. I'm nothing to see. I'm glad I'm living and I'm lucky to be. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Ain't got a dollar, can't save a cent. He doesn't holler, he lives in a tent. I've got that man mad about me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. But without me, I know I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. He'd follow me west. I've got that
mad, crazy for me. He's funny, that way.
Field bass to Marcus Foster on drums, it's Billy Blues.
I love my man. I'm alive, I say I don't.
He's funny that way. And Billy's Blues by Billie Holiday. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to WICR 88.7. The show is Have You Heard? And hey, Rich, how would people reach out to us if they'd like to tell us about their thoughts on Billie Holiday?
Oh, that's a
or
great...
the Fonseca Theater Group's
that's right.
upcoming show.
Well, you could find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz. You could find us online, haveyouheardjazz.com. You could email us, electronic mail us, hyhjazz@gmail.com. You could also go to fonsecatheatre.org, 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 to find out all about this upcoming show, Lady Day, at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Or you could do what Tim Brickley did, which was hang out in Target until I walked by the home goods section and start talking about things that we have going on. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm just about to open this show with Brian Fonseca, and it's called Lady Day. It's all Billie Holiday's music, and he went on and on. I'm like, well, we should get together and talk about this and record it and do a radio show. He said, right on, man. That'd be great. And that's exactly what we did. So to find out about jazz in this town, sometimes it's just good to hang out in stores. You never know who you're going to run into. So why don't we just go ahead and play this interview that I did with Tim Brickley, who worked on this show. Take it away.
Well, not that you need an excuse to listen to Billie Holiday all night, but we do have an excuse to listen to Billie Holiday and to talk to us about the upcoming, or the show that is opening tonight, the reason why we're playing Billie Holiday. We have our very good friend of the show, Tim Brickley, right here.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And he's going to talk to us about his involvement with the Fonseca Theater and his longtime relationship with Brian Fonseca. And so, Tim, welcome to have you here. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Rich, this is great. Thanks so much.
Now, for those of you that don't know Tim or aren't familiar with his all sorts of varied aspects of his career, Tim, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background on you and how you got involved with Brian in the theater projects and all
Well,
that.
You know, competitive juggling has been very important to me.
Good. You have some dexterity.
I do. Let's see, Rich. I have been living and working and making music here for a long time, my whole life. And in 1986, I did my first show with Brian as he was in his first year of the Phoenix Theater, which is a theater that he founded with some friends downtown in a little ghetto boarded up neighborhood that was called the Mass Avenue District. And through the years, we've worked on, God, I've probably done 100 shows with him. And now he has parted ways with the Phoenix. He has his own brand new Phoenix Fonseca Theater, which is located on the west side of Indianapolis, about a mile west of IUPUI in Michigan, in Hallville, which is actually part of a four-neighborhood coalition that has been rebranded as River West. But basically, it's just a mile west of downtown. And our show opening tonight is Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which is about the last days of Billie Holiday.
Wow.
And it's quite an interesting show. So I think definitely with your listeners and with the Diamonds listeners, it's your kind of show. So
definitely.
We want you all to come out.
Well, it's, you know, this city is an interesting place because you never know where you're going to run into somebody. You never know where somebody is going to, you know, just start talking about something. Like, we ran into each other at Target, of all places. And we started talking about what we're working on. And so I didn't know that I had been to a few Phoenix Theater productions through the years. And I noticed your name on the program and creating soundscapes and writing music and scoring stuff. When Brian brings, like, this one has a show, like the music, is the music built in with this show?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, a lot of the shows I'm music director or work with the vocal director. And so this is one. Yeah. Oh, no, it's all Billie Holiday standards that have been rearranged for this musical. But we actually, Monica Cantrell, who's playing Billy, has done this show before, actually with Brian years ago at the Phoenix. And we did a hybrid, you know, we're working out of the score, but also went back to all of, you know, Monica had favorite recordings of Billy, you know, so some live ones or some of the great Teddy Wilson things. And so we went back. It's funny, for the musical, they moved everything into major keys, which is so not jazz. Yeah.
Really?
It's just crazy. Yeah. So those of you following along in your scorebooks, major keys is all the white keys, and it's easy to sight read. Jazz is played in flats, which is a little harder to read. And so, yeah, everything was up a half step into major keys, and so we did a ton of transposing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to make it sound right. And, you know, even a half step can change a singer's, I mean, I've learned that through the years, you know, there's a universe in a half step in terms of how you feel about a song. And
well, each key has their own sound and their own mood. I mean, we all know D minor is the saddest of all keys, right?
Yes. Well done.
So when Brian has a season worked out and he comes to you, and so some shows have pre-described music that needs to be recorded, or do you need to write music, or do you need to write atmospheric
stuff? Every show is different. It just sort of depends. Like the show we just did, so Brian, the Fonseca Theater, we did our first performance in September of last year, of 2018. So he's already done three shows since leaving the Phoenix. This is going to be the fourth. The one we just finished was called The Ballad of Klook and Vinette, and it was an original musical from a British playwright and some British composers. And this was only the second production. And that music, same sort of thing. There was a score, but it was really bare bones. You know, it was just piano and bass. And we tracked down some YouTube videos of the performance they had done in Atlanta. And we were able to kind of make it our own little bit. So that one, my associate John Stombaugh, who's playing piano for this Billy show, played, I dragged my Wurlitzer out, and we played, and he played Wurlitzer, and I played bass. And it was really kind of that show was like kind of a mid-70s kind of soul sound. Gil Scott-Heron or Donny Hathaway, and of course, the cast, Lakeisha and Duane are younger than I am, and they were thinking more neo-soul, like Lauryn Hill. I mean, they heard the Wurlitzer, and they were like, you know, that. So everyone's a little different, you know. The show right before Brian left the Phoenix, we opened the brand-new building in May with a reimagining of a lost Kurt Vonnegut musical that was ran on Broadway in 1979 of God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater.
Rosewater, yeah.
And Alan Menken. It was his like second score or something. He went on to become a gazillionaire doing Disney music. But this was a really cool kind of out there, weirdo, rock, Americana score. And that one, just because of the size of it and moving into the new theater, and really to just because the music was so complicated, I did tracks to it, you know, and so you just never know. Everyone's a little different.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, this show is going to be at the Linebacker Lounge. It's running from tonight through April 7th, which is a great run. Is it three nights a week,
so you missed tonight.
Yeah. Although, you for listening.
But thank you for listening. You can come tomorrow night. So it runs. Get a pen. This is confusing. First off, you can go to fonsecatheater.org or look up Fonseca Theater on Facebook, and you can find the specifics. But if you have a pen, I'll tell you how it's going to run. So it's at the Linebacker Lounge, which is on West Michigan. So you're going to walk into this little bar, this little dive, and Billie Holiday is going to come out and do her show. It's really going to be this cool, I love that sort of immersive experience.
It's very intimate. Sounds very intimate.
It's really small. Yeah. You know, the Phoenix used to have a downstairs theater where only sat like 60 and some. That was really my more favorite stuff.
Sure.
So this is, So, you know, I'm looking for the Linebacker address here. I think it's
2631 West Michigan.
So it's 2631 West Michigan. It runs Wednesday at 7, Thursday at 7, Saturday 4 and 8. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. And you can park at the Kroger. There's a big parking lot at the Kroger right across the street from the Linebacker. You park there, walk right across the street.
Nice.
There's a great Super Tortas, a great Mexican restaurant right next door. You can get these awesome sandwiches for like $4.50. And the Linebacker, lots of good cheap beer. And we hope you come out.
Yeah. Well, for more information, you go to fonsecatheater.org. That's fonsecatheater.org. For more information about that, you can head on out to the Linebacker Lounge, 2631 West Michigan. Sounds like a lot of fun. Monica Cantrell is playing Billie Holiday. It runs through April 7th. Now, Tim, before we end here, What do you have? What's coming up on your calendar?
Oh, Rich, man, there's so much going on. It's hard to tell you. Okay, let's see. I got a bunch of bands. I do all sorts of things. Every night's a little different. I play every Wednesday night solo acoustic at this great steakhouse in Carmel called Prime 47. So I just sit in the lounge and, you know, all these rich guys tip me $50 to play like Beatles and James Taylor. And it's a blast.
Nice.
I love that gig. Yeah. And then I got a rock band that I've had going since 1990 called the Bleeding Hearts. And we still play. Actually, our good friend Bill Langton, who you play with,
right,
who now lives in Madison.
You've been going down there quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, it's because of Brian Fonseca. Brian put together the show Pure Prine that was 30 John Prine songs in a musical format. And we did it here and in Chicago, and we actually took it to Madison, I think, in 2011. And yeah, I met all these friends and just sort of fell in love with Madison. So yeah, it's my one big market. If I had 20 Madisons, I could retire.
That's right.
So yeah, actually, on... when is it? The 22nd and 23rd. Next weekend, I'm in this big show down there, musical recreation of the music of The Last Waltz.
Oh, sure.
The final. I think you've done that up here. Uh-huh. People do it. It's like this sort of cosplay thing where, you know, all right. over the world.
Musical cosplay. It's
musical cosplay.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like a hipster, you know, dope smoking, what's that thing they do at the convention center for the sci-fi?
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Gen Con.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a hipster Gen Con. So, yeah, I get to do Dr. John and also... I think Neil Young can't be there on the Friday, so I get to do Neil Young. So
cool.
On two nights.
I can see
and
that.
Then, yeah. And then my band is playing at this awesome bar down there called the Off-Broadway Tap Room at 10 o'clock after those shows. So
cool.
I got an all Madison weekend.
Nice.
And still, you know, do all sorts of work at my recording studio right next door to the Jazz Kitchen right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right here in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Just a fixture in the scene here, and you have your hand in a lot of different, you know, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of rock, a little bit of theater, a little bit of this and that.
I'm lucky, man.
I love it. Like, people ask me, you know, what I do, how do I make a living? I'm like, well, you know, I piece together a living.
Yeah,
just one little thing here.
Well, there's not you. You do classical.
Yeah,
you do
jazz. There's lots. There's not one thing in right now in the music world where you can. There's a few places where you can just do that one thing, but they're fewer and further apart.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess I was always I didn't want to just do one thing. I've always been interested. You know, it's the scope of my mediocrity that will amuse future generations. Why would a guy want to be so in so many things?
Yeah, yeah,
it's just, you know, it interests me. You know, I like it. Yeah, so.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us again.
Rich,
this is
thank you.
We're listening to the music of Billie Holiday, and we hope that we can see you out at the Linebacker Lounge, 2631 West Washington. It runs through April 7th.
And can you tell us a little bit about the production company and the people that are making all this possible?
It's being wonderfully directed by Dina Toler, who is one of the artistic directors at the Fonseca. Brian's producing, but Dina's directing, and her and Monica are really getting into some great places. It's a really evocative, moody show, and my new great associate vocal director, piano player John Stombaugh, is playing piano, and I'll be playing guitar. So it's a really fun, it's a good live show. Come on out, folks.
That's cool. Well, Tim, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Rich.
Great interview there with Tim Brickley, who is doing all the music for the new Fonseca Theater Group show called Lady Day about Billie Holiday. And we're going to end this evening with a recording from the CBS Sound of Jazz television special that was sent out in 1957.
Yeah, and this is a tune called Fine and Mellow, which is by Billie Holiday, which I learned that tonight, putting this together, that this is one of her tunes. But this is a classic video. Many of you may have seen it. It features Ben Webster, Vic Dickinson, Jerry Mulligan, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, Roy Eldridge, Don Cheatham, Milt Hinton and Ossie Davis. It's a really great video and a beautiful tune. And here it is.
My man don't love me. He treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen.
Thank you. I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, and I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard?